Hi! Hello! Hello! Oh! Hello! Hi! Hi! Stop this! Stop this, please!
Let me take both of these boxes away. We'll forgive. We'll forget. And the ceasefire will stand.
No. Doctor, which of these buttons do I press? Doctor, which one? Truth or consequences?
Truth or consequences?
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Make your mind up, time! One of those buttons will destroy the Zygons, release the imbeciles' gas. The other one detonates the nuclear warhead under the Black Archive. It'll destroy everyone in London. Bonnie! Bonnie, sweetheart, one of those buttons will unmask every Zygon in the world. The other one cancels their ability to change form. It'll make them human beings forever.
There are safeguards beyond safeguards. I did this on a very important day for me, and this ceasefire will stand.
This is wrong.
No, it's not.
You are responsible for all of the violence, all of the suffering.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you engineered this situation, Doctor. This is your fault.
No, it's not. It's your fault.
I had to do what I've done.
So did I.
We've been treated like cattle.
So what?
We've been left to fend for ourselves.
So has everyone.
It's not fair.
Oh, it's not fair. Oh, I didn't realize that. It was not fair. Well, you know what? My TARDIS doesn't work properly, and I don't have my own personal tailor.
The things don't equate.
These things have happened, Zygella. They are facts. You just want cruelty to beget cruelty. You're not superior to people who were cruel to you. You're just a whole bunch of new cruel people. A whole bunch of new cruel people being cruel to some other people who'll end up being cruel to you. The only way anyone can live in peace is if they're prepared to forgive. Why don't you break the cycle?
Why should we?
What is it that you actually want?
War.
And when this war is over, when you have a homeland free from humans, what do you think it's going to be like? Do you know? Have you thought about it? Have you given it any consideration? Because you're very close to getting what you want. What's it going to be like? Paint me a picture. Are you going to live in houses? Do you want people to go to work? Will there be holidays? Oh, will there be music? Do you think people will be allowed to play violins? Who's going to make the violins? Well, oh, you don't actually know, do you? Because, like every other tantruming child in history, Bonnie, you don't actually know what you want. So let me ask you a question about this brave new world of yours. When you've killed all the bad guys, and when it's all perfect and just and fair, when you have finally got it exactly the way you want it, what are you going to do with the people like you? The troublemakers. How are you going to protect your glorious revolution from the next one?
We'll win.
Oh, will you? Well, maybe. Maybe you will win. But nobody wins for long. The wheel just keeps turning. So come on. Break the cycle.
Why are you still talking?
Because I want to get you to see, and I'm almost there.
Do you know what I see? Doctor, a box with everything I need, a 50% chance
for us too.
And we're off, fingers on buzzers. Are you feeling lucky? Are you ready to play the game? Who's going to be quickest? Who's going to be luckiest?
This is not a game.
No, it's not a game, sweetheart, and I mean that most sincerely.
Why are you doing this?
Yes, I'd quite like to know that too. You set this up. Why?
Because it's not a game, Kate. This is a scale model of war. Every war ever fought right there in front of you. Because it's always the same. When you fire that first shot, no matter how right you feel, you have no idea who's going to die. You don't know whose children are going to scream and burn. How many hearts will be broken? How many lives shattered? How much blood will spill until everybody does what they were always going to have to do from the very beginning? Sit down and talk! Listen to me, listen. I just want you to think. Do you know what thinking is? It's just a fancy word for changing your mind.
I will not change my mind.
Then you will die stupid. Alternatively, you could step away from that box. You could walk right out of that door and you could stand your revolution down.
No. I'm not stopping this, Doctor. I started it. I will not stop it. You think they'll let me go after what I've done?
You're all the same, you screaming kids. You know that? Look at me. I'm unforgivable. Well, here's the unforeseeable. I forgive you. After all you've done, I forgive you.
You don't understand. You will never understand.
I don't understand? Are you kidding? Me? Of course I understand. I mean, you call this a war, this funny little thing? This is not a war. I fought in a bigger war than you will ever know. I did worse things than you could ever imagine. And when I close my eyes, I hear more screams than anyone could ever be able to count. And you know what you do with all that pain? Shall I tell you where you put it? You hold it tight till it burns your hand. And you say this: no one else will ever have to live like this. No one else will ever have to feel this pain. Not on my watch.
It's empty, isn't it? Both boxes. There's nothing in them. Just buttons.
Of course. Do you know how you know that? Because you've started to think.
Can you be so sure?
Because you're of a disadvantage, Sajila. I know that face.